Let's hear the word of God tonight. There's more than time to hear him speak to us. Given how long that whole thing takes to unfold on television, you'll be out of here before the Patriots get their fourth touchdown, I'm sure. Seriously, great opportunity. I'm blessed, God. I prayed this week that God would send all of us here who needed to hear what God put in his word on my heart to share with you tonight. And I'm sure that God will bless us and richly bless us as we spend our time together here looking at those ancient words, as relevant today as they were when they were first written and read. Please stand if you can, and let's together make our commitment to God. Now, I was specifically requested by two different people who said, we got to do more of the Hebrew. Okay, one was the rabbi who, no, just kidding. I'm not sure where that comes from, but I added a little bit of Hebrew. So say the Hebrew after me. Shema Israel. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Eloheicha. B'chol levavcha. U'v'chol nafshecha. U'v'chol me'odecha. Amen. Amen. Now say the English together with me. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Amen. Amen. Say these words from Jeremiah chapter 17 after me. Cursed is the one that depends on man, who trusts in flesh for his strength, whose heart turns away from God. He will be like a bush in the desert. He will not see prosperity when it comes. He will live in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. He will be like a tree planted by streams of water. These are the very words of God. Amen. Please sit down. There was a rabbi who was known as a very righteous rabbi, a godly man, a humble man, who loved his community, loved the Torah, taught the text. Because of his humility and his godliness, people began to notice something about the rabbi. They noticed that when the rabbi prayed, it seemed as though God answered his prayer instantaneously. They had never seen anything like this. Like James of our New Testament says, the prayers of a righteous man. This rabbi could pray, and it seemed as though God answered instantly. And that went on over time until the rabbi became an old man. One day, the rabbi was walking down the street in the town, and he saw a woman crying. Being a caring man, he stopped and said, "Woman, why do you cry?" And she said, "Rabbi, my husband is a poor cobbler. No one has come to get their sandals repaired, nor has anyone purchased new sandals in some time. It's Passover soon. We have no money." "That's not so bad for us, Rabbi, but we always invite the poor to come, and we have nothing to offer to them this year. Would you pray?" The rabbi said, "Why, sure." He immediately walked to the synagogue, and he began to implore God on behalf of this godly woman who wanted to serve God by inviting the stranger. On his way back, he saw the woman dancing next to her house, talking excitedly to a man who looked strangely familiar. The woman saw him coming and said, "Rabbi, Rabbi, guess what? This man came asking for you. When I told him that I knew you, he gave me a bag full of coins, more than enough to invite all the strangers and all the poor in town." The man looked at the rabbi looked at the man. The man said, "Do you remember me?" The rabbi said, "You look familiar." The man said, "Many years ago you prayed for me when I was a young man and I was very sick." The rabbi said, "I remember you." The man said, "God healed me when you prayed, and I've come to ask you to pray again." The rabbi said, "What is it?" The man said, "My wife and I have been married for many years. We have no children. Would you pray that God would provide us a child?" The rabbi made a mistake. The rabbi said to the man, "I will pray,